It's good to be with you for another Success Made Simple soaking session. You're well familiar with the process at this point, so as always, get comfortable and get ready to receive. Start with taking a few deep breaths. In, out. In, out. And again. Excellent. Now, focus on the Lord and ask Holy Spirit to help you open your heart, mind, and spirit to the truth and power of God's Word that we'll be declaring over you. As you linger with Him in His presence, Holy Spirit may well begin sharing insights, downloads, and revelations about your next steps to success. Invite Him to speak personally to you and take the time to write down what you receive from Him. As we begin, I have a question for you. When you think of someone who is a conqueror, what comes to mind? A great and victorious warrior? A powerful, undefeated champion? Or maybe an unbeatable heavyweight that anyone would hesitate to get in the ring with? Those are all good examples of what a conqueror could be. But what would it be like to be even more than that? What would it look like to be more than a conqueror? Well, according to Romans 8:37, it would look like you. That's right. Here's what Romans 8:37 says about you. Yet in all these things, you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Because you're in Christ, you're not just an overcomer, a champion, or even a conqueror. You're actually much more than any of those. You are more than a conqueror in all things. Sure, there are times it may not look or feel that way, but that's only how things look and feel. That's not the truth. The truth is you are more than a conqueror. In all things, at all times. Begin to declare that over yourself. Say it out loud. Let your mind, let your heart, let your imagination hear you declare it. In Christ and through Christ, I am more than a conqueror. In all things and at all times, I am more than a conqueror. Deuteronomy 28:13 says something similar about you. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will only be above and not be underneath. So I declare over you that no matter what you are facing, you are above it and not beneath it. You are the head and not the tail. Declare that over yourself. Out loud declare, I am the head and not the tail. I am above my circumstances, not underneath them. You are so much more than a conqueror that the Lord is leading you in triumph in Christ Jesus. That's His promise to you in 2 Corinthians 2:14. So, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what seems to be temporarily slowing your success, you are overcoming it because you are more than a conqueror. And overwhelming victory is yours in Christ Jesus, who is leading you. triumph. That's the truth of Romans 8:37. That's your truth. Ask Holy Spirit to help that truth go deep into you so it becomes the foundation you face every challenge from. Ask Holy Spirit to help you see what it looks like for you to be more than a conqueror, especially in the battles you're facing right now. Now, ask him if there are any keys to walking in the victory that he has for you in the situations you currently find yourself. Be sure to write down what he shows you. As we get ready to close this session, pray this with me. Lord, thank you that you have made me more than a conqueror. Thank you that you have done all and won all for me. I choose to live inside the total triumph and complete victory that you have achieved for me. By your grace, I am above my circumstances, not beneath them. I stand in the authority I have in you, and I command it to be on earth as it is in heaven in every area of my life. Thank you that because of you, I have overwhelming victory. So I call in the blessings of the battles and the spoils of war. You have defeated every work of the enemy and made me more than a conqueror. In the victorious name of Jesus, I pray.